Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to focus on just two verses of the scripture that we just heard. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers. It must have seemed to the children of Israel that the time would never come when this wilderness journey would finally be over. All they really wanted was a place they could call their own, where they could settle down and build their houses and plant their fields and take care of their flocks and live a useful life in peace and quiet. Well, the time was almost here. They were on the very edge of the land that the Lord had promised. And Moses takes this last opportunity to review for these people who had not personally witnessed the visitation at Mount Sinai, takes the opportunity to remind these people, as he for a second time in the book of Deuteronomy gives them and reviews with them the law, the will of God, the directives and guidelines for God-fearing living. And especially he reminds them to remember the God who has brought them this far. Why a reminder like that? Well, the scripture indicated to us they could forget. They had forgotten. And so had their fathers and grandfathers forgotten. They had forgotten the suffering and the pain of slavery about which their fathers had talked so many times, and how God, in his grace and mercy, sent Moses to deliver them from that slavery. They had forgotten the fear which came over them when poisonous serpents attacked them. Had forgotten that God counteracted the venom and kept them alive. They had forgotten about the pangs of thirst in the desert where there was no water, and how God stepped in and let water run from the hard rock. They had frequently forgotten that the manna that they were able to pick up day after day and prepare and eat and remain healthy and strong was put there by none other than God himself. And now, as they would enter over and take possession of the land of promise, Moses reminded them it would be the easiest thing in the world to become so engrossed in that activity of staking out their claim, of building their homes and establishing themselves, of seeing those crops grow and of harvesting the abundance and finding a place to store it away, that they would forget where it all came from. In fact, they would even be tempted to believe and to say, look what we have done. Look how we have succeeded. Look at the blessings which I have. And I worked hard and I did everything I could to get to where I am. Remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you wealth. It is he, and if I may broaden the term wealth, who gives you the opportunity to take possession of the land, to stake out your claim, to establish yourself, and especially also it is he who gives you all this in order to remind you of the covenant which he spoke to your fathers, the covenant of promise, the covenant of Messiah, the covenant of redemption in the one who was to come to set them free from the bondage of sin, the slavery of guilt, and of eternal damnation. What an exciting parallel we have in this portion of Scripture to the life and the world which you and I know. We too have received so many, many blessings of God through our lifetime, each one of us. And the Lord has brought us, you and me, to this place to prepare for ministry in his church. And as we go about the daily activities of planning and doing our tasks and completing our assignments and turning in papers and correcting papers and turning in grades and completing courses and looking forward to vicarage and placement in ministry, as we become engrossed in this and become impatient in the waiting of it all, and as we tend to bump into each other in the process of pursuing our own personal tasks, it is so easy for us too to forget that it is God. It is God who gives us opportunity to minister. It is God who provides us with a place to prepare for ministry. It is God who gives us the ability to think, to reason, to study, to plan, to achieve, and to witness effectively. And especially as one gets close to the parish itself, we need to be reminded that in the processes of daily activity there too, we can become so engrossed in writing sermons and conducting services and teaching classes and calling upon people and going out and making mission calls and whatever it is that the routines may call for. And as we have our successes, as we build our congregations to look upon our achievement and to become somewhat smug and self-satisfied and say, look what I have done. Look how I have succeeded, and I've worked hard and I had it coming, didn't I? No, here too the Lord says, remember that it is the Lord who gives you this wealth of being able to minister, if you will. It is the Lord who enables you to prepare, and it is the Lord who enables you to perform. And as Moses called upon the children of Israel then, reminding them to remember how much they needed God, so he calls upon you and me again today to remind each of us how much we need God. And to remember that it is only because of what he is, what he has done, what he has planned, what he has promised, what he has given to us, that we can stand in his presence and hope to continue. But not just the wealth of ministry, my friend. Not just the wealth of succeeding and completing tasks and assignments. Not just the wealth of succeeding in parishes. All of this in relationship to the covenant, the promise, the very center and purpose of it all. The Messiah who was to come, who came, who lived, who died, and who rose again. The Lenten season, pointing us to the cross, has the purpose to lead us closer to that God and to make that God more real in our lives than he has ever been before. God, forgive us for our self-centeredness. God, forgive us for forgetting you so many times. God, focus our attention upon the cross, upon the Savior who became one of us, who lived and died and rose for us. Keep us in that intimate relationship with you, O God, and lead us onward to the eternal promised land, which is ours through Christ, who makes us your very own. Amen.